time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios, and welcome to the show. We're talking first this morning with Tiger baseball head coach John H. Stevens. He's in the studio with us, and John H., a good season going for you guys so far.
Yeah, we've got off to a pretty good start. We're about a little over halfway done. Kind of unlucky this week on some weather events, but hopefully we'll get one in tonight.
Feels like it's been a while since we've played.
Yeah, and that's happened a couple times to us this year during spring break. We didn't have a game for maybe a little over a week, and it's been since last – well, it's been a week since we had our last game again. And kind of I don't like that that break. I like to keep playing. We have been able to practice. The new indoor facility has helped us a lot with any time we can't be on the field. So that definitely does help.
We were so close to getting Tuesday's game in.
Yeah, it was it was kind of iffy, and then as soon as that rain, we thought it was out of here. We started working on the field, thought we were going to get it ready, and then all of a sudden another shower popped up, and that really did the field in. So we had to call it.
Yeah, we waited around about an hour and a half, and the skies cleared, and it looked like the field was just good enough to play.
Yeah.
And as everybody was working on the fields, both baseball and softball, here came another storm, and that was it.
Yeah, and it was a difference maker. I think those raindrops were about the size of quarters. Yeah. And as soon as I saw those were hitting me in the head, I was like, oh, this is probably not going to happen.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with John H. Stevens, Caldwell County baseball head coach. We need to get to a break. A little bit later on this morning, Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw will be joining us. So stay with us here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You only turn 130 once. And Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
This spring, let's honor the hometown heroes who serve our nation with courage and heart. Military Salute 2025 is underway, presented by Hancock's Neighborhood Market, The Persnickety Pig, Herb Hayes Furniture, and Max's. Nominate a deserving service member for their chance to receive a $100 prize pack. Entries close May 14th, but we'll introduce the winner on May 15th. Submit your nomination today at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, good morning. We're talking baseball with Caldwell County head coach John H. Stevens. And John H., we're talking about the difficulty of getting games in. We've only got about 2 weeks left in the regular season.
Yeah, districts are a week of May 19th, so I think we have maybe 10 or 11 games left in between. We're trying to cram into those 2 weeks. Weather today, I know I'm like I said, I'm hoping we can get this one in today because we need to be playing.
Well, and if you look at the schedule, we've only got one home game left right now.
Yeah, it just worked out this year for some reason. We're going to have like 8 in a row where we're going to be away. And I just picked up a game next week, next Tuesday. I didn't have anything on the schedule. I got a call from Todd County coach that he had somebody that canceled on him. So we're going to end up going to Todd County on Tuesday.
Well, and it just seems like the baseball and softball schedules anymore, you undergo so many changes over the course of the season. And I think the Class A and the Class 2A kind of mess with that a little bit too, because people play games and then they have to rearrange the rest of their schedule. And you never know what the weather's going to do.
Right, exactly. And then you try and get as many games preseason as you can on the books, and just hope you can get, you know, the majority of those in. And that's kind of what's happening this year.
Well, are there times during the season, though, where it's good to maybe get a day or two off for a baseball team?
Yeah, you know, a day or two is good, but I just don't like those long the week offs, especially kind of when we're on a roll. We're hitting the ball good, and then, you know, it's kind of hard to get, you know, live pitching, get that going again. So it's so far this year when we've had long breaks, the first game we have back is kind of a hit or miss. You know, we kind of get going slow.
Well, you've had a couple of win streaks this season. You had an 8-game winning streak earlier, and now on a 7-game winning streak right now. So you guys have done a good job of bouncing back from losses. The two losses, the first one of the season, the opener down at Paducah Tillman, and then you guys lost to Lyon County in the All-A Classic regional semifinals. And if you look at the top 25 last week, at least both of those teams are ranked in the state top 25.
Yeah, those are two really good teams. And I think, is the 2A still going on, or is it?
I think it finished up last Saturday in Owensboro, too.
Did it? I'm not sure who won that, but I think Paducah was over there playing in that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are two really good teams, and we got Lyon County tonight. They just won the All-A. I don't know. I don't think they've played since Sunday.
No, they've been off all week, too.
Yeah, so they probably needed that little break for since they had 3 or 4 games over the weekend. So, but hopefully we'll get this one in tonight. We'll see what we can do with the All-A champs.
Yeah. Well, and what's the limit of games you can play now during the regular season? Is it 30 or 35?
I don't think it's
somewhere in between.
I don't know. I've never heard of anybody saying there's a limit. I know last year we had close to 40 scheduled.
Yeah.
And we got, 37 in or 34 in. So
yeah, the old Danny Beavers philosophy was you had to schedule 45 games to play 30. You know?
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, I don't know that we ever got to – 20 was a good season if we got to 20.
Well, there was a time where if you had one big rain, you were done for the week.
Yeah, our field is done really well. When we had all of those floods, I didn't think we were going to get to play that one night, but I went out to the field and it looked good. I just kind of drug it a couple times and it was ready to go. The outfields are usually the things that kind of keep our field from being playable. They hold, if there's any kind of puddles, or it's kind of a safety issue once it gets to that.
Well, we saw the first KHSAA RPI of the season this week, and you guys are number one in the second region. Did that surprise you just a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, I saw that, and, I don't know. RPI is RPI, I guess, but we don't kind of focus on that. We just kind of focus on the next game we have, and, we've got a really good team that we play tonight, so that's going to kind of show us where we are right now if we can put a good game together.
But you guys are 15-2 right now, which is pretty good. That's 3 more wins, I think, than anybody else in the region. University Heights was number 2 in the RPI, and Lyon County was number 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that at least bodes well for later on, maybe.
Those are two really good teams. UHA and Lyon County are usually, they're top 3-4 in the region every year. So we'll see we got district tournaments coming up. And then regions right after that. This year is kind of going longer into May than it did over the last couple years, I think. So we'll see. Hopefully we can get this guy, like I said, get this game in tonight, see where we are, and then we've got a game Saturday with Marshall County where we're going to actually do a wood bat game with them. So that'll be fun.
Seems like baseball and softball and just spring sports in general, the season flies by. You know, football season is 3 or 4 months, and then you get into basketball, and it seems like it's 5 or 6 months sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, love those sports. But then you get to spring sports, and it seems like the baseball season is about a month and a half, and you're done.
Yeah, you have to cram as many games as you can to get everything in. And, yeah, it's you blink, and it's gone.
Now, you guys go to Lyon County tonight. How do you kind of set up your pitching for the rest of the season? And you look at your pitching staff. I think you guys have a pretty good ERA this season. I've got the stats here. The team ERA is 2.27. So that will win you some games.
Yeah, yeah. That's pitching has definitely kept us in a lot of games this year. Any of the close games that we've had, you know, pitching has definitely helped. When we're struggling at the plate, you know, our staff has really kept us in those games and allowed us to win a lot of games. Pitching wise, so far, you know, it's hard to get it when you have these long breaks. You have a kind of a rotation, and then this kind of messes everything up when you don't play the team that you think you're going to play. So I was going to pitch Ari on Tuesday, but you know, I'm probably not going to pitch him tonight because Lyon County's already seen him. So I'm probably going to go with somebody else. But it just kind of messes your rotation up. It's hard to get a rotation when you have all these long breaks and rainouts.
Well, and if you're playing somebody like a Lyon County or a University Heights that you might see later in the regional tournament, do you want to save somebody for those guys?
Yeah, that's probably, you know, a lot of teams do that. We don't play UHA this year, so I haven't really, if we do play them, it'll be in a regional tournament. So I haven't had to worry about that. But, you know, we play Lyon County tonight, and then we've got them again next week. Or is it the following week?
It's the 13th.
Yeah, so it's the following week. So, you know, you try and – but when you know you only have 5 or 6 in your rotation, yeah. It's hard to kind of hold somebody off. But you want to win games. So, you know, I haven't had to really do that this year.
When you look at your pitching staff, though, there's not really an ace on the staff, I would think. I mean, you've got 5 or 6 kids that pitch really well and can get people out, but you don't really have that – one guy that's kind of the stopper or, you know, the ace of the bullpen or whatever.
Yeah, probably, you know, I've got 3 to 4 guys that are, you know, kind of that I lean on as far as starting pitchers. And a couple are sophomores, and the other 2 are juniors. So they've done really well for me this year. You know, I don't have the fireballer like some of these other teams have that, you know, throwing in the 90s, 95. So we have to kind of rely on location and off-speed stuff.
Well, and when you look at your hitting, I think the hitting has been pretty consistent for you guys this season.
Yeah, we've picked it up, you know, in the last couple of weeks. Kind of started off slow, but we've definitely picked it up. I think our team average is right at 300 maybe. So, you know, you stay around there, you're probably going to win some games.
Yeah, the team average right now at 302, so put that with a really good team ERA, and you can go 15-2.
Yeah, exactly. That definitely helps.
Well, that home run that Ari hit the other night, has that thing landed yet?
You know, after the game, I went back there to try and find that ball, and I couldn't find it because I had to turn the scoreboard off at the end of the night. And it must have been – I don't know if it is over there in the Oliver Field somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or what, but no, that was a definite – as soon as it came off the bat, I knew that thing was gone.
Well, have you seen a longer home run than that at the VFW ballpark?
Oh, I don't know. I personally, probably not, but I'm sure there has been some longer ones.
The only ones I can think of is back when the colleges would play here, you know, the Luther Bramlett would bring his teams in, then they'd play a couple of games. Some of those guys hit some long shots.
Yeah, yeah.
Because for them it was a smaller park.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've seen many that were longer than that.
Yeah, that was a definite, as soon as it came off the bat, I knew that he's going to be coming to see me.
Now, at what point do you guys start really concentrating on the postseason and getting ready for the district tournament?
Really, that's kind of what we've been doing all year, you know, trying to figure out our rotation, see who's working out for us this year on the mound. And then, you know, we've played, as far as district tournament, we've played Madisonville twice, Hop Central twice, so we kind of know what they have. I think they're kind of in the same boat as us as far as Madisonville. They've got two or three decent pitchers that they consider their 1A, B, and C. So I think we've seen their ace, or, you know, probably once on the last time that they played us. So it's not going to be any kind of surprise. So it's hopefully we can get that thing going and beat Madisonville and then get a decent seed, and or not a seed, but get a decent pick, hopefully, in the region tournament.
Well, yeah, that kind of happened to us last year when we won the district and then got the absolute worst possible draw we could have gotten.
Yeah, it was not a good draw, and it's kind of been that way for us anyway over the last couple of years, I think. So hopefully that district with Hoptown, UHA, and Christian County is going to be a tough – whoever gets that runner-up.
Yeah,
on their first game is that's going to be a tough outing.
I think each of the last 3 years we've lost to the team that won the region in the regional tournament.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. for our draws.
We're due a really good draw.
Yeah, knock on wood, it'll happen this year.
Well, have they set the regional tournament dates yet? Because, you know, for years and years and years, Memorial Day was when we played the first round of the regional tournament.
Yeah.
You can just count on those four games being on that Monday.
I think that's the way it is this year. So the districts are the week of the 19th, and then regionals are supposed to be that week of the 26th, I guess.
Because for a while there, they wanted to do it on Saturday, and the state got moved up a little bit and just really kind of put a kink in everything.
Yeah, I think that's the date that I've had for the last, you know, about a month since that I've gotten it. So hopefully it stays that way.
Now, as far as the district goes, you guys are in a pretty good shape with the number one seed. With Dawson not having a team this season, you guys are already in the championship game, so you've just got to play once in the district tournament.
Right, and that does help. We don't, have that one game before the district championship that's kind of, you know, iffy on who you pitch, and you know it can be good, it can be bad. You know, it gets you some at bats with some live pitching, but it's not going to be the pitching you see in that championship game. So,
but you know, you're in the regional tournament somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So it takes a little pressure off.
You know, we're going to play that next week. So,
over the last two seasons, Tiger baseball 42-9. So that's a pretty good showing.
Yeah, you know, we've got a good group. Like I've said before, they're young. We're sophomore heavy. We've got two seniors this year. They've done a really good job. We're going to miss them next year for sure. Not only, you know, at the plate, but in the field. So we got to find some replacements, during off season.
Well, I was going to say just the two seniors. So you kind of have to like where the program is headed for the future.
Yeah, over the next several years, and I think we've got a good group coming in that are seventh graders and eighth graders right now. So hopefully they'll try out next year. And because right now we're kind of slim on especially our JV players. We're having to kind of play some of our varsity guys just to fill out a team for JV this year. So I hope those guys come out and get them some experience in the high school level.
You know, historically, Caldwell County baseball has been pretty good.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what our all-time record is, but when we beat Union County the other day, you know, you mentioned that we just took over that – we're leading that series now, so that's good.
And the Hoptown series is like one win one way or the other.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was hoping we got that game in Tuesday, just to see some good pitching and play Hoptown. You always want to compete against them.
I think the all-time series, I don't have that with me, but it's either 888 wins or 889 wins. It's 599 losses.
Yeah,
because I know the next one's the 600th and two ties.
Oh, So that's our all-time?
All-time.
Oh, okay. I thought that was, you were saying that's how many times we played Hop Town.
No, that would be a bunch. Yeah, that'd be some kind of record.
No, hey, that's a great record. We've got a good program, and hopefully here in the next several years it'll keep going.
Yeah, your dad was a big part of that. And, of course, if you go back in baseball history in Caldwell County, there's always a Stevens somewhere
in the mix.
Yeah, seems like it.
Well, we'll probably have, for another 3 years at least, yeah, we're still going to have Stevens involved.
But I'm talking about 100 years back. You can go 100 years back, and there's always a Stevens on there someplace. So what's kind of the outlook for the rest of the season for you guys, and what needs to happen over the next 2 weeks for you to get ready for the district tournament?
Yeah, you know, I just tell the guys every time we meet that there's no reason why we can't win out the regular season, get ready and win a district championship, and then there's no team in the region that I don't think we can beat. So I don't see why we just don't go ahead and win the regional tournament and then go on to Lexington.
Well, and it seems like in baseball so often, it just comes down to who's pitching that day.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of set up for longer tournaments just because we don't have an ace per se, but we have, you know, 3 to 4 that I'm comfortable with putting against anybody. So hopefully that works out for us, and we'll see what happens.
One thing that's kind of been good for you guys, it seems like every game the lineup's about the same. You know, there's not a whole lot of people moving around. You have to do a little shuffling when somebody pitches, but for the most part, everybody kind of has their spot.
Yeah, and everybody's, you know, that's always good to get guys, you know, in a groove. They kind of know where they're going to play. I do have to move some people around depending on who's pitching around the infield. Usually outfield's pretty set. You know, we've gotten some younger kids in some games, and I think it's helped their confidence, and so hopefully that'll translate to when the tournaments start.
You talked about having the wooden bat game down at Marshall County Saturday. How did that kind of come about?
Well, Marshall County, we were already going to play them Saturday, and I got a text from their coach saying, I guess last weekend they were supposed to have a wood bat.
Oh, okay.
And it got canceled because of weather, so they had all these wood bats that they're wanting to use.
Yeah.
So he just texted me and said, hey, you want to just do wood bat on Saturday? Because he's playing Hopkinsville also Saturday.
Okay.
So I said, that's fine with me. Yeah. You know, the kids all have their own wood bats anyway.
Oh, really?
It's not like whenever I played, the wood bat was like, what is that?
Yeah.
So, but no, they all practice with them all the time. So I just like, yeah, that'd be fine. The kids will have fun with it. And, you know, it does change the game a little bit. We played in a wood bat tournament last year, and you know, some of those, you know, pop-ups that are out tend to be bloopers with wood bats, so and base hits. So it can kind of hurt you and help you.
Well, that was my next question, is how do you prepare for something like that?
And we've been, you know, like I said, all the kids have their own wood bats pretty much, and they hit off the tee with them, and they hit when we throw BP, they use them usually in the first round, and second round they'll go back to their metal bats. But so it's not something that they're not used to using. So since I've learned that we're going to do that Saturday, they've been using them a little more during BP, so just to get ready for it.
Well, a big game at Lyon County today. Good luck to you guys. We'll have the game here on WPKY today. Hopefully the weather cooperates, and good luck the rest of the season, and I appreciate you coming in baseball today.
I appreciate it, Todd.
All right, thanks. Mm-hmm. John H. Stevens with us this morning on the Sideline Report. Again, Tiger baseball team headed to Lyon County this afternoon. Hopefully the weather holds up for us, and we'll have the game for you right after the 5 o'clock newscast here on WPKY. Need to get to a break on the Sideline Report. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For a store that's as unique as you, there's simply one thing to do. Head straight to the Persnickety Pig. Broadbent Square, Katie's. Make the drive soon. You will not be disappointed.
Hey, sports fans. You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense.
When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
This is Alan Watts with your Ag Edge, inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. for the WPKY Morning Ag Report. We check in daily with Caldwell County Agriculture Extension Agent Shane Bogle. Get the latest from fellow farm broadcaster Max Armstrong. Take a look at the latest livestock market reports. Hear the latest edition of Traveling to Bluegrass and check the opening grain market with Hopkins Elevator's Ben Westerfield. That's the Morning Ag Report from your Ag Edge Network on 103.3 FM and 1580 AM WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to Tiger baseball coach John H. Stevens for coming in this morning. Tigers scheduled to play at Lyon County today if the weather will allow, and we'll have the game for you here on WPKY today. Lady Tigers softball also in action this afternoon. The Lady Tigers also on the road. They'll travel to the 4th region today to take on Todd County Central. Stay with us. We'll talk track and field when we come back with Caldwell County head coach Steve Shaw right after this on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Charter Senior Living Community in Hopkinsville offers the best in personalized care and memory care services. Their community provides a unique and comfortable living environment tailored to each individual's needs.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex. Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
This is Colin Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. Planning your financial future takes focus and a commitment to doing the right things on a consistent basis.
I'm Travis Perry. Playing basketball is a lot like that, setting goals and having enough discipline to execute the plan to reach those goals.
That is where our team comes in. That trusted partner that can keep you focused on your goals. The 59 for 59 from the corner?
Yes, sir. Sounds right.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
This This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. We are joined in the studio now by Kaw-Wa County Track and Field Coach Steve Shaw. And Steve, first of all, welcome back to the show. And the weather's kind of affecting you guys like baseball and softball this year.
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty rough season for everybody across the board in spring sports. It's in the 6 years previous to this, I don't think combined we've had this much where we've had to cancel or move meets around. And so, it used to be kind of the joke between Todd and I that if he was there, it was going to rain.
And, or snow.
And we try to forget about that one. Yeah. This year has been so much. I can't blame Todd for the weather. Mother Nature's just kind of had it out for us this year.
Well, how many meets have you actually gotten in, and how has the team looked?
You know, we've gotten in a handful, and we've gotten in some big meets, which has been good. I don't like it developmentally because, the smaller meets where I get a chance to get those the younger kids in, or maybe like my 3, 4, 5 kids, get a chance for them to get on track and compete. But, you know, we've been at big meets. We've been at big competitions. We've been, we had the invitation to the South. We've been to, Paducah Tillman. And so, that was a big meet. Girls came in second there. Guys came in third at, one of the premier meets in the region. We've got to see some good competition. We've got to kind of see a little bit of what we're going to see when we get to regionals. But the next few weeks are really kind of just where we got to focus. It's like I tell the kids, we can't control what happens, and we can't let what happened kind of control us. We've just got to take a breath and focus on that next meet. So this weekend, weather permitting, we're going to Owensboro Apollo. That's a big one. A lot of teams are going to be there from kind of the central part of the state as well as Western Kentucky. So we'll see some familiar faces. We get to see some new ones. And then the following week is Area 1. Then we rescheduled our senior meet and then regionals. So really we're down to 4. But all of those will be quality meets. It'll be good competition. And it's just, it's what we need to see. But right now we've, across the board, we're looking pretty solid. So
I have actually been down to cover the Kaw-Wa County track meet 4 times this season. And every time it either got canceled or it got moved, and then I couldn't go.
Yeah, we've had, the first weekend rain. Senior night was supposed to be Tuesday, and had to cancel and move that one off there. And then we had to move off this weekend. It's been rough for home meets this year. Hopefully next year, we get that fixed, and, we get our 4 meets in that we normally have at home. We got finally, through fundraising, we've got new hurdles on order. The hurdles we have right now that we've been using for years are probably from the 80s, honestly.
Wow.
And so we've really hit fundraising hard this year. And, the community and friends and family have been super generous. And so we've able to get, a set of hurdles on order. And that's it's a pretty big cost. It's a pretty significant, expense for the team. But once we have that, really, we have everything in place for a major meet.
Well, when you have meets canceled, is there any chance of trying to reschedule those later?
You can't really reschedule meets, especially the weekend meets, because everybody's got one. Everybody's got one set up. You got Fort Campbell, you got Mayfield, you got Marshall County, Tillman. We try and sneak one in, Henderson, Apollo, Hoptown. Everybody's got kind of has their weekend already set, and you really try not to overlap because you're kind of competing with each other for teams. And so there's kind of this unspoken rule out there where everybody kind of has their weekend and everybody tries to be really respectful of that. It works out well, and everything's already booked up. Everything's set.
What do you do about rescheduling senior night?
Cross your fingers.
Yeah.
The good thing is, that's a during the week meet. And so a lot of teams like to come to those because, again, they give them a chance. You might have your top athletes compete in 1 or 2. You don't have them go full. For me, I would put, my top guys and girls in the relays, and maybe they miss their individual events that night. But then I get, I get my younger kids in. And so it's an opportunity. And a lot of teams see that. And so, they're going to come. I think we had 7 teams that were coming Tuesday night. They'll all – I fully expect that those teams will all come. Again, we have senior night here in a couple weeks on the 13th.
Now, I noticed that Crittenden County was also going to have senior night at our meet.
They were, and Lyon County was going to join. Lyon County had a girl that was a senior, and some of the family and some of the kids looked at me a little strange, and I told them that when we didn't have a track where we could host a track meet, I reached out to Coach Westerfield at Marshall County. I said, hey, you guys are having senior night. I don't have a track. We're not going to have a home meet. I've got some seniors. Can we join you guys? And they were kind enough for a couple seasons to let us join them. And so I kind of feel like I owe it to these other schools, you know, these smaller schools that, you know, don't even have a track. And so I put it out there. It's like, hey, this is our senior night, and if you want to join us, then everybody's welcome.
Yeah. That's good, because everybody needs a senior night.
Yeah, I mean, it's about those athletes, those kids having their moment. And you know, everybody deserves to have their, you know, to have their moment, get that bit of recognition for all that hard work. And yeah, it's a few minutes on the track, but it's something that, you know, they're going to take with them forever. So definitely worth doing.
I've even wondered at times if maybe we should just have a spring sports senior night, you know, for all the sports teams, just at one event someplace, and just let everybody be recognized.
Yeah, it'd be tricky, though, because, you know, just look at softball and baseball schedules.
Right.
Yeah, trying to get them lined up, good luck. I know every once in a while they're at the same, they're, you know, both out there at the park at the same time, and then, you know, we're here and there and about. And, you know, they have the spring parade where they put all the seniors, or really everybody, all the teams together, just like in the fall, and they go to the different schools and visit with the students, like the elementary and intermediate. And that's a good thing. It's good for the athletes, and it's good for those kids. They kind of got to kind of meet them. You get to meet these, you know, kind of larger-than-life folks. And so I think that goes a long way towards us building that interest in sports programs across the board, you know, from volleyball and football and soccer to track and baseball and softball and wrestling. So to get them out there and to get to kind of see these people they have seen on the field and get to, like, shake their hands or get pictures and – that's kind of their senior moment, I think, a little bit.
It's just in fall you have football, which is a big event, so you kind of get people recognized. And in the winter you've got basketball, but spring doesn't really have that one great big event where you can kind of bring everybody together.
Yeah, we don't really – track doesn't – we've had some pretty good crowds, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, we don't get the football crowd. You know, we don't get the basketball. But, again, those are traditional too.
Yeah.
Like, people – that's a community-wide, whereas, you know, you have, you know, your baseball families. You have your, you know, softball. You got track families. They're going to come out to watch and recognize and celebrate, you know, these kids. With football, you know, that is more – that's a bigger community event. You're bringing people in – that don't necessarily have athletes competing or are friends or family. They're coming out because they love football. They were part of the football team. They want to come out and see that again. They want to kind of, you know, you kind of see yourself out there for a moment. You know, I find myself doing that when I ref, when I'm out there on the field. I'm like, oh, man, yeah, I remember, you know, back in high school, back in college that, you know, and you get kind of that draw to it. You know, with the track program, that's, you know, one of the biggest things really we've kind of had to kind of overcome is we don't have that history. There's some there, but it's not big and it's not deep. We got second place at Paducah-Tillman the other day. I told the girls, I said, that's the first trophy that I remember that I've seen in that case that doesn't start with a 19.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow, okay. That kind of hit home for me for a second. You know, last year was our first regional trophy in boys track ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know what? We're onto something. I kind of got that feeling like, okay, we're onto something. And the girls have really, really impressed me this year. Our numbers are down a little bit, and I was like, well, I said individually we're going to be competitive. Relays, we'll be okay. Overall team points, you know, I don't think we're going to be in it. But really, they've done. You know, we went to the Paducah-Tillman Invitational. We finished second ahead of Hoptown at Christian County, and Paducah-Tillman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those are big, good, traditional track teams. And, you know, the girls, you know, beat them out. And so I was like, you know what? You never know what's going to happen. So don't make assumptions about what your team's going to be. Just coach them up and turn them loose.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check. Brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at purcelltire.com.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripire. A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like a Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right, Z-Series mowers that delivers a quality cut, and a Sidekick utility vehicle where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Come see us at H&R Agripire on Eagle Way in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, for all your Kubota needs.
Start your Sunday mornings with singing. It's the Sunday Singing starting at 6 on 1580, 103.3 online at WPKYOnline.com and your free app. Hello, I'm Ken Cummins.
I am Eddie Boone.
We're your hosts along with these rotating churches, Eighty Creek Baptist, Cedar Bluff Baptist, Lebanon Baptist, Pleasant Hill Baptist, and on the fifth Sunday, the Caldwell Lyon Baptist Association. It's the Sunday Singing every Sunday starting at 6 in the morning and repeated at noon on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. We're talking with Caldwell County Track and Field Head Coach Steve Shaw. And, Coach, the regional meet is coming up soon, and do we know now where that's going to be?
So, yeah, we're heading back to Murray this year. There's really only kind of three schools at the moment that can host regionals. It'd be Fort Campbell, Murray, Mayfield. Mayfield, I think, and this is just me kind of guessing, but I believe the reason they get ruled out of it is because they don't have lights out there. They've got a really nice track. I mean, it's a great facility, but there's no lights. Fort Campbell, theirs is just their track. And, you know, I was talking to their coaches this year that just, you know, it's coming apart, and that's under the Department of Defense. So really, if they do anything with it, that track is the Army's. It's not Fort Campbell High School's.
Yeah.
And so they really don't have any control over it. And that, you know, that leaves us with Murray. So.
Well, the track at Murray I don't think is that bad, but, you know, as far as putting people in there to watch, the facilities are a little difficult to manage.
Yeah. If you've been out there, there's a couple of sets of stands, and you know, it's like every other small school. You know, it's not really, you know, they didn't come out intentionally and go, oh, we're going to build something, you know, like this. They just like, you know, we're going to build something where we can host meets. And but yeah, it's tricky. Yeah, you know, it rained last year, and the kind of the drainage is right there where the teams are, and so, you know, we spent most of the day kind of in a swamp.
Yeah, I had to tromp through a few of those areas to get to different parts of the facility. I mean, I like it that it's all right there. I mean, you know, you don't have to, like, go off to other places to have different events, but it is kind of a tight squeeze.
It is, and, yeah, kind of to your point, it is nice that they do have everything right there as a coach, because when you go to regionals and to state, we're not allowed out into the field, onto the infield or anything like that. And I understand why, but at the same time, it's kind of weird. As a track coach, I'm really not allowed to be where my athletes are to coach them. You know, basketball, you're right there on the sideline. Football, you're right there on the sideline. Baseball, you're out on the field. You know, everything else, you're right there. But in track, I'm in the stands just like a fan.
It actually, I think, rained during the meet last year, because I think I hid in the
Yeah, you got you huddled up with us last year for about 45 minutes. So maybe that was just the precursor to what we're dealing with this year. It's just that it was a warm-up.
But you guys have some pretty good memories from last year's regional meet.
Yeah, the guys pulling second was unexpected. I mean, I knew we were going to do good individually across the board. I didn't know that we had enough firepower to kind of score enough points. Girls came in third. You know, we had a really solid performance there as well. We took a bunch of kids to state. And really, that's always my my goal at the beginning of the year. It's never really, it never has been, can we go to regionals and compete to win it? It's like, I don't focus on that. I focus on getting the kids ready, and let's be as competitive in each individual event. Try and get a kid to regionals. Try and get them a medal. That's the first part. Then it's, how many can I get to state? How many of these kids can I take to state to let them have that experience? And the points will take care of themselves. And last year, the kids kept coming to me because they were constantly posting the times, and on there was also the scores.
Yeah.
And they were, Coach, we're in third. Coach, we're in first. Coach, we're in. I was like, hey, I don't want to know. I don't want to think about it, because I just didn't want to focus on the score. And I know that's kind of a cliche coach thing to say, and I never really thought I would find myself saying it at a track and field meet just from where we were year one. But yeah, I said, you know, put that aside. I want to, right, we're running the 400. I'm focusing on this. We're getting ready for the relay. I'm focusing on this. Okay, let me go check, see how we're doing at this jump or that jump or the throws. What's Cooper doing? You know, how's, you know, how are we doing over here at this?
Well, and one thing that I think bears repeating, we were in Class A for the first time last year. Forever, I think, we'd been in Class 2A, and it feels like one of the biggest schools we were competing against in the past in 2A was Fort Campbell. Well, now in 1A, I think we're still competing against Fort Campbell.
Fort Campbell dropped about 3-4 years ago, and then we dropped in the next cycle it comes through. Football's every 2 years, track's every four. I don't understand why or how the cage. I don't know. But I know that we were the smallest school in 2A. We were the only 2A football team that competed in 2A track. All the rest of the 2A track teams were 3-4 and a couple of fives.
Yeah.
And so that really, you know, made it challenging for us. It wasn't that we didn't have talented kids that could compete. We just didn't have a lot of talented kids that could compete.
Am I right? In Class A as opposed to 2A, there's actually more teams in Class A, but probably not as many competitors overall.
We, first region Class A, 2A, or 2A, was, there were seven teams. We had seven schools. We dropped to 1A, and there's 14, but that number's a little deceptive because that includes Hickman and Carlisle, who don't have track teams. And then you have some pretty small schools. You know, the Fulton schools are pretty small. St. Mary, Christian Fellowship, and I haven't seen anybody from Christian Heritage yet. I expect that at some point they're going to probably try to get into it. Christian Fellowship's been builders up. Christian Community, CCA.
Yeah.
So, and then you've got, you know, kind of the bigger schools. Murray's probably the biggest one. They've moved to 3A football. I expect they may bump up in the next couple years to in track as well. But, you know, it's Murray, us, Mayfield. We're kind of the bigger three of the schools. Ballard, Memorial, they're kind of an in-between. That's a smaller school too. So,
yeah, so for as far as the team championship goes, though, it seems like we have a little better chance at 1A than we do against some of the bigger schools at 2A, because then you're looking at Tillman and Callaway and Union and those kind of schools.
Yeah, for us, it was Tillman and Callaway. And since we've dropped down during the realignment, Hopkinsville actually dropped down into 2A, and Logan County is now part of that region as well in 2A.
Okay.
So they went from 7 to 8 teams, and then, you know, we fell down. I think Trigg might be close to possibly dropping to 1A as well, because they're now in 2A football as well with us in the football region.
Well, without many meets this season, how do you guys continue to work out and get better and prepare for the regional tournament?
You know, I'd love to say, you know, we're doing this great coaching job, and we're keeping them all prepped and stuff like that. And really, there's a limited amount we can do. And my coaches have, Coach Goodwin and Coach Wells, Coach Wall, have all done a great job working with the kids. You know, each day it's something different, and you know, so we try and mix it up. But really, it's their focus. You know, it's them being accountable. And I have this a really good group of seniors. I have a really, you know, good focused group of kids underneath there that know that, hey, this is, you know, we talk about what do you want? You know, so what are we going to sacrifice today to get to what we want tomorrow? And yeah, we've had some challenges, but ultimately, always, every year I preach it, is that we have a bunch of scrimmages, and really we have one game. Our focus is regionals. We want to peak at regionals. Mm-hmm. So let's just get a little better each day and see where we're at the end of the year.
Do you keep up with any other sports this time of year? Are you a big Kentucky Derby guy? Or
I am not a Derby guy. I like to watch the race. I love it. But I couldn't tell you what horse to bet on. You know, my wife she always picks one. She always puts like $5 on something. It's just some kind of tradition she has, and so I don't know what her method is on that one either. I don't know if it's the colors or she just likes the pretty horses. So
sometimes it's just a name.
Yeah,
just pick a good name.
I'm suffering through with the Cardinals right now. I watched the draft to see how my Colts were doing. I saw where Kentucky formed an LLC this week, University of Kentucky, so that they can better orchestrate payments to players. That's kind of destroying college sports for me right now. It has nothing to do with Kentucky or any other team, but yeah, the whole NIL thing, and I'm just praying it doesn't creep down to us.
Well, what is Kentucky up to now? At one point, they were over $12 million for the men's basketball team, I think it's even more than that now.
I couldn't tell you. Honestly, I'm not a Kentucky fan. Please don't give me hate for that. I don't hate Kentucky. My wife's a huge fan. I love watching them play. They're an exciting team. But I grew up, I'm an Scott-Irish Catholic from northern Indiana. So I am Notre Dame through and through. But just, you know, you watch the money they're spending on these guys, you know, 12 men here. You know, I think they said the joke was Ohio State football had a salary cap of $30
million.
Wow. And I'm like, God, they're just and you see, like, Baylor's basketball team lost every single player off their basketball team to the I think it's killing college sports.
But that's really just the nature of the beast now. If you look at a basketball team at almost any college, even smaller colleges, you rebuild the roster every season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, poor Murray State. You look at them. They don't have the money to, if they get a really good player. You know, if you had John Morant,
right,
he would be at Murray State for a year. And there is no way he would have ever, you know, there would have been no 2 years because some other college would have offered him $1 million or $2 million.
I was going to say two or three maybe to come play.
Well, yeah. John probably would have got, he probably got top dollar.
Yep.
But so these small schools, I think it's going to destroy the tournament as well. You're not going to see those Cinderella teams. Yeah. Coach Reed and I actually were talking about that.
We didn't see them this year.
Yeah. You're not going to see he brought it up. And I was like, man, that's a really good point. So I got to give him credit for that. That you're not going to see these, you know, Cinderella teams because they're not going to have that one guy that's going to, you know, go off and hit 5, 7, 8.
Or that you can build around.
Yeah. And so they're just not going to be there. So it's terrible, but you know, I kind of, you know, being a history teacher, I gotta accept the old things change. Yeah. The only thing that's constant is change.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY Princeton, Kentucky. Steve, once again, what do you guys have coming up next for track?
Now we're kind of into the big one, so we're going Saturday to Owensboro Apollo, and then next week it's the Area One, which is all of the first region schools, regardless of size. That one's at Henderson. I'm going to miss that one because my daughter's getting married. Oh. My wife said I should be there for that. So,
probably a good decision.
Yes, I'm pretty excited about that too. That's a pretty big time for her. You know, we've been putting stuff together, and then you know we've got senior night, God willing. So please pray for no rain on the 13th, and then it's regionals and state. So yeah. I mean it's coming up fast, but I'm feeling pretty good about our chances at regionals. I think we're going to be very competitive on both sides, boys and girls.
Well, congratulations and good luck to the track team rest of the way.
Thanks. I'll be by to fill you in after regionals.
All right. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw there. Also, thanks to Tiger baseball head coach John H. Stevens for coming in and being on the show this morning. We will have Tiger baseball on the air this afternoon if the weather cooperates. The Tigers at Lyon County, 5:30 first pitch, and we'll have the game for you here on WPKY. That's going to wrap us up this morning for the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.